Okay, this one. Sorry, I missed something. Did you say instead of dwelling on our hindrances and getting depressed, we could instead, working with the factors of enlightenment, to brighten our mind? What are the factors you would suggest? So the yes, that is a say. It's a better option. And just the factors of awakening that the Buddha himself pointed to are those factors of mindfulness, of investigation of dhammas, of effort, of joy, rapture, tranquility, samadhi, concentration, and equanimity. So those are uplifting qualities and bright qualities of mind to be directing attention to. And, of course, other aspects of that one can be directing attention to, say, the four Brahma Viharas, loving-kindness, compassion, gladness, and equanimity. Those are brightening qualities. The qualities that are spiritual perfections, aspects of the parami, generosity, virtue, patience, effort, adhitana, satya, truthfulness, and a variety, a few others. Those are all qualities that we can be directing our attention to. So that the goal, of course, is to how to increase wholesome mental states and relinquish unwholesome mental states. How to support the qualities of mind that are for the relinquishing of suffering and Ajahn Jeff translates Nibbana as unbinding, and even though I feel it's a clunky term, it has a really apt connotation in that sense of that unbinding, the picking apart and loosening the grip of things that create suffering. Remember Ajahn Chah one time saying that practicing Dhamma is like taking a screwdriver and unscrewing something rather than putting the screwdriver in and tightening it up. And so that's sort of simple. So that our recognize and what are the things that help us to how do we loosen that nut? How do we loosen that screw rather than kind of keep bearing down on it and tightening it? If only I work harder, I'll be better somehow. But so you just keep tightening it up. So it's important to recognize. That's what the these different and even if we're contemplating the hindrances, the reason for contemplating the hindrances is to see how do we unbind, how do we loosen, how do we untighten the grip that it has over us.